It's great. I've been here a couple of times, you know, like one or two times, but, you know, meeting all the new guys, sitting down talking to Russell Okung, and, you know, actually just being in the locker room, it's, you know, that's what I'm all about. So it's been fun.
Bobby, did the negotiations get more contentious than you expected, and have you had to kind of mend ways, or was it back to normal today?
It was back to normal. I mean, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go play football. I talked to John this morning, and I told him I get to play with DT for about 9 years. So get to play with Chris for about, you know, 9-10 years. So that's some of the stuff I'm excited about. I'm aware of the expectations, but we have high expectations on all of us. I'm ready to get back to work and you know, contribute to the locker room, the same stuff that I've been doing.
Was it more contentious than you expected, though?
I really don't know what I was expecting. You know, I was expecting it to be, you know, a day or like a couple of hours, you know. So I don't really know what I was expecting, but I always expected to be a Bronco in the long run, and I'm happy I'm here.
Did you show John the video this morning?
What?
Did you show him the show me the money video this morning?
I think everybody had it all over Instagram. It was a little funny video, but I think he saw it though. I don't know.
How about between you and John? Are things instantly okay again, or do you guys have some work to do to mend that relationship?
Yeah, everything is great. You know, everybody knows the type of respect that I have for Mr. Elway. I was his first draft pick here. We've always had talks, not only this year, but, you know, my first year, my third year, my fourth year, all the way up until this point. And I don't expect, you know, anything to change.
The way this summer is going for you, does it seem like football came back kind of in warp speed?
I never really got too far away from football. You know, I was doing a lot of stuff and, you know, I was here and I was there, but I never really got too far away from the locker room, my guys in the locker room, you know, still watch film, still stayed in tune with who I was. This is the Von Miller on the football field makes all of that stuff go. So I never really got away from all that stuff. Now, putting on pads and a helmet and, you know, pass rushing and going against, you know, other guys, you know, I haven't done that in a little bit, but, you know, get back on the field, I'm excited about it, and I'm fully confident in my ability to get it going again.
You won the ultimate prize last year. How do you keep it fresh and the motivation high? I mean, you won the ultimate prize last year. How do you keep it fresh and your motivation high?
I mean, we just get back in the locker room. That's where it all came from for me, you know, sitting down at the table in the locker room talking with, you know, TJ Keeb, you know, Kayvon, you know, we got Mark now and Paxton and all these guys. So just getting in the locker room, talking about our expectations and just going out here in the practice field, getting it done.
Vaughn, do you feel like you're physically ready to go for camp, or do you think it might take a little time to get up to football?
I mean, like I said before, I never really got too far away from, you know, working out or grinding. I worked out, you know, the same as I would, you know, during the season or in the off season. I just had a lot of stuff in between to do. But I feel like I'm in shape. You know, we got a great, you know, strength and conditioning staff with Luke Richardson. You know, I'm going to follow their lead. They've got me to this point where I am now. So I feel totally confident in my ability to get back on the football field.
In absence of a big-name quarterback with Peyton gone, Brock gone, do you feel like you're kind of the face of the franchise now? Do you feel that burden or expectation?
I mean, I feel like our locker room should be, you know, the face of this franchise. We got a great locker room. There's not a locker room like this in the National Football League. Talking to the guys in the locker room that have come from other teams, you know, that's the first thing they say, that this locker room is second to none. The type of camaraderie that we have in the locker room and the leadership that we have, you just don't get in the National Football League. So that'll be the strength of our football team, and, you know, I'm a part of that. DeMarcus is a part of that. TJ, we're all a part of it, and we're just gonna, you know, keep it pushing.
What are your goals?
I just want to get on the football field and just compete. You know, I don't feel like, you know, we're defending anything. You know, I feel like we just want to go out there and, you know, play to the best of our abilities. That's what got it done last year for us. And, you know, I figure if we can do that, it'll be a, you know, positive year for us.
When you guys were negotiating the contract, how important was it for you personally to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the league today?
I never really had, like, you know, expectations or anything like that. I never in a million years did I think, you know, I'd be right here, you know, talking about, you know, this type of stuff. I just wanted to play in the National Football League. So going through the contract negotiations, I just you know, let my agent take care of that situation and just let every day come as it came. And, you know, I never really had any expectations for anything like that. I just wanted to be the best Von Miller I could possibly be.
Bobby,
Do you think it's tough for fans to understand contract negotiations? You know, you've got people calling you greedy and all that kind of stuff. Was that hard on you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough for, you know, fans to understand. But I love my fans, I love my teammates, I love my coaches, and I'm glad you know, all that stuff is out the way and I can get back to football.
Ron, since this obviously enormous life changing contract, how have you changed, or do you expect yourself to change at all? And what kind of things changes in the community for you all of a sudden?
I don't think I've changed at all. I mean, I feel like I'm, you know, the same Von that, you know, I was before. I still think the mindset that I have coming to the football facility is the same as it was before. I think the same person that I, you know, was on the football field would be the same as it was before. You know, I have a tremendous respect for the game, for the guys that have come before me and the guys that's going to come after me. So I really don't think, you know, too much has changed.
Von, can you describe how relieved you were when everything was finalized? You didn't have to come here and possibly play with uncertainty.
Yeah, I think whenever you, you know, you can look up and you can say you can be a Bronco for life, I think it's, you know, incredibly, you know, relieving. This is the ultimate goal that I had, to be here and, you know, in Denver for life. And I think it relieves a lot of stress, you know, knowing that I'm going to be here for the rest of my career.
You touched on this a little bit, but I want to go a little deeper. Because of what the contract means, are your football expectations for yourself any different than your football expectations? And what would be a good year for you personally?
I've always had high expectations. You know, I don't like, you know, coming out and, you know, telling the world what I want to do, because everybody look at me like, this guy's crazy. You know, he wants to do this and do that. But I've always held myself to an expectation that nobody else does, not even, you know, my teammates. And I think that, you know, continue to, you know, be my standard. I'm gonna come out here, I'm going to work, I'm going to be the same type of, you know, teammate I was in the locker room before.
Von, how helpful was it or important for you to maintain a positive mental attitude while going through negotiations?
I think it was always positive for me. I had great teammates always reaching out to me. Brandon McManus, I talked to him probably every other day. DT, you know, that's one of my kids right there. So I kept a you know, strong communication with him. And Chris, you know, I always talked to Chris and Tlaib and just everybody. I always had a line of communication to the locker room. They FaceTimed me all the time. So I still kind of felt like, you know, I was here. So it's been great.
When you go through contract talks, how much did you think about setting the bar, setting the standards for guys that will come behind you as far as defensive players?
I just wanted to let the process take care of itself. You know, I wasn't really thinking about, I got to do this, so this guy could do this or that. I just wanted to, you know, be a Bronco for life, and I think, you know, ultimately we got that done.
When you talk about your respect for Elway, he spoke about it earlier today, how he can talk to you as an ex-player and other teammates of yours. Do you feel that that's a good narrative to have that helps you along when talking to John?
I think I think it's a great, you know, narrative. I think, you know, Mr. Elway's a great leader. He was a great leader when he played. He's a great leader now. All the decisions that he's made have got us, you know, this right here. So he's been great for me. He's been great for the whole organization.
Von, reports came out a week before the deadline that you had requested a trade from the organization. I was wondering if those reports are true.
Ultimately, I want to be a Denver Bronco for life. And I feel like, you know, we got that done. You know, the business is the business. But ultimately, I want to be a Denver Bronco at the end of the day.
What does it mean to you, Von, to have DeMarcus back another year? You restructured so he can stick around. What does that mean to you?
It means everything. You know, I could walk around and, you know, get his you can feel his vibe in the locker room. I was sitting down on the couch. He walked in today. You can automatically, you know, feel DeMarcus walking in. And he's great, not only for the locker room, he's great for me, he's great for the young guys. And I think, you know, we'll benefit from that.
Time for a few more for Von.
Von, between not being at the facility in the offseason and going on what Peyton called your world celebrity tour, were you able to stay in shape? Are you in satisfactory shape as you start camp?
Yeah, I feel like I'm ready to go. You know, dancing is completely different from, you know, dancing on the football field, but you know, I feel like I'm in great shape. You know, I haven't put on football pads or banged around or did any of that stuff, but you know, that stuff will come. We got a great strength and conditioning, you know, staff, probably one of the best in the National Football League, and I'm just gonna follow their lead And at the end of the day, I'm ready to go. I feel like I'm in great shape.
You were able to work out while you were on the road all that time?
Yeah, I was able to work out, you know, whether it's 1 o'clock in the morning or, you know, 7 or 5, or I always found a way, you know, to get it done.
Well, so many guys talked about Peyton's professionalism and following that lead and preparing and being a pro. Whose shoulders does that fall on now in terms of setting that example?
I think, you know, everybody in the locker room, we just got to pick it up 5%. There's no way you could replace a guy like Peyton. There's no way you could, you know, walk into the facility and be, you know, Peyton, you know, Manning. I was there with him for his retirement, you know, party on, I think it was a couple of Mondays ago, and you could just see the legacy that he had and the type of, you know, reach that he had. There's no way to, you know, replicate that. You know, I feel like we have great examples on how to get it done, but no one player can just, you know, step up and replace, you know, Peyton. And that's throughout the National Football League, and it'd never be a guy that'll come through and replace a guy like Peyton. But in our locker room, we all have great examples. I feel like we all got to just pick it up 5%, 10%, whatever it may be. We all have great examples on what it looks like to, you know, be great leaders.
What does being a leader mean to you? I mean, how do you do that? How do you lead, and what's the responsibility there?
I mean, my leadership style is probably a little bit different from, you know, other, you know, leaders. I'm a locker room leader. I like to be in a locker room with the guys. I like to be one-on-one with the guys. I like to work with the young guys right off the bat. The rookies, that's like my specialty, you know, working with the rookies. I like to get with the rookies, talk to the rookies. And I just like to be one of the guys. I like to be understanding. I like to bring a lot of positive energy. And, just be myself. It's been working, you know, so far.
Okay, thank you, Vaughn.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks.